And my only worry is, again, just being so new and it's still just me, just keeping up with it. And, you know, I don't want to spend the money and then get, I mean, leads are great, but I'm just want to be effective with them. You know what I mean? I don't want to have too many to not be able to follow up and do what I need to do. So.
Absolutely. Okay. Anyway. Well, let me grab those number of searches from John. I'm just bringing them over now, and then you'll get an idea of what to expect, and we'll get you the pricing too.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this JP?
Yes, sir.
Hey, JP. My name is John. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good.
That's what I like to hear. Happy Monday to you. It's getting the week started here. Tara asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and some details, and she said you had some questions regarding the Google Analytics system that I could help you with.
I'm just curious what, you know, like a daily, how many potential leads are being searched a day or whatever, you know.
The good thing is I've been working on this Gage County listing this morning. Which keywords are we targeting here? I know you're in the handyman category, but what are your main choices?
I'm pretty wide. I'd have to think about exactly what keywords I want to focus on, but.
Okay.
You know,
that's usually what happens though. It's like once somebody signs up with us, we give them 15 different keyword terms or phrases in the handyman category. And then you go into a client interview, and in the client interview, you can kind of hand select what you want to be found for. We usually use this analytics system to make sure that we're not listing you for keywords that are like dead or not getting searched. We want to make sure we're putting you in a position to get calls, qualified calls at that on a regular basis, you know. We want them
just
to be.
Tell you what, it's like something that I did just last week, you know, just a kitchen faucet install. You know,
oh yeah, that
like
one's
that.
Gonna, it's so specific.
I mean, that's pretty
I can
common.
Tell you. Yeah, it's probably gonna be pretty low. More likely it would be like appliance repair. That one's so specific.
Okay.
Yeah, when you say kitchen faucet, I mean, you're dipping into like the companies doing kitchen bathroom model, or it might even direct them to like Home Depot or something just to go buy one.
Yeah, well, I mean, just curious, what's your, you know, main handyman companies, what are their keywords that they use?
Yeah, I mean, the handyman itself is a keyword in its own. And I know that the keyword handyman in Gage, you know, that one, I mean, Gage County and surrounding areas, it's about a 40-mile radius. That one has 1,812 searches, though, in the last 30 days. I actually just went over that with a potential prospect here. And, you know, not saying you're going to get 1,812 phone calls or anything like that, but 90% of searches do start and stop on page one, you know? So we're putting you where most of them are going to pull the trigger or call somebody.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
You're going to, but I mean, that's a decent amount, right? Even if you got 10% of those phone calls.
Yeah. I mean, that's that many more people that would have called your company last month that didn't see them at all as an option, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Huge. It's make a huge difference. It's almost like every day you're not up there, you're losing.
Yeah.
If you think about it that way.
It's true.
But the major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available for your area. Google only displays three guys at a time per industry, per area. So for the handyman category, we just have one spot. But we're going down a list right now. We've been doing that for the last 40 minutes. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that position. Once we fill the position, we're closing out the categories, so we won't be able to work with any other handyman in the area.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you said Gage County?
Yeah, well, it's Gage and surrounding areas, you know.
I don't even know where the hell that is, to be honest. So I live.
Oh my God!
I live in Weld County.
No, no. Yeah, I'm actually I'm still on the analytics for the client before. I'm so sorry.
I could be located there, like, because I try to reach out with Thumbtack and Angie's List in a ton of different areas, but
no, hold on. Yeah, this is supposed to be Weld and Larimer.
Okay, good.
Give
all right,
1 second.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, I have to redo the analytics stuff. Give me 1 sec.
All
That's why Google tells us, be careful with saying the analytics, because if you give them a number and they go, okay, I'm going to get 40 clients from it, and they get 30, they're going to be PO'd. So they tell us to kind of stay away from that one.
I understand. So before I started doing this, I worked for Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson, which is a huge Harley dealership. And I was I was the internet sales manager, so I did a lot of, you know, keyword optimization and stuff like that. And then, so I'm familiar with how it works. Like, just because you're getting the clicks doesn't mean you're getting the lead.
Right, right. But having your name in that conversation will definitely make a difference. So now I'm looking at guys like AFGH, Handyman Service, Carbon Valley Home Services. There was a Josh and family up there, but those guys are averaging 2 to 3 calls a day. If you're looking at calls instead of just like the analytics and searches. So if we kind of mimic that, their campaign, do you have a website?
I do. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah.
It's still in its infancy, right? But it works.
That's fine. As long as we don't have to buy you a domain and do all the hosting and create the content, that'll actually save you a good amount of money there.
Yeah. I already handled all that.
Okay, I'm not seeing your Google verification was done yet, though.
So, I kind of was struggling with that. They're like, dude, something doesn't match up, and then I thought I sent them something. I don't know, honestly. I kind of just got busy and it lost track.
Yeah. Well, I found, like, the Google business profile's created and the website's attached to it, numbers attached, hours. So, it does look like you filled it out to a degree. It just is missing the verification. So usually they'll send you like a postcard in the mail, and there's a little video you got to do, and then there's a form they want you to fill out.
Okay. But I'll put that on my list of things to do.
Well, we're going to do it for you. We actually submit more people to Google than anybody, and they actually express lane it when you are doing Google places placement or like the first page placement, because they know it's going to end up going towards advertising and they're going to make some money, so they jump on it.
yeah,
we'll fast track you. And I'll actually waive the fees on that too. There's usually a $99 setup fee just to get you through verification, but I'll get that waived. And I'll save you some more right there. So normally for this is, again, Weld and Larimer. If I'm pronouncing that correctly, forgive me. I'm from California originally, so I got a little Cali slang to me.
Yeah.
But normally what they want is $4.99 for this area, for both counties. And like I said, it's usually up to a 40-mile radius of where you receive that pin. I can actually reduce the rate down to $2.49, though, basically cut it in half.
Per month?
Yeah, it's month to month, JP. It's month to month, no contract. We do send everything in writing, obviously, so that way it's all documented and you have an invoice receipt, but it's no contract, so it's month to month. We want you guys coming back on your own.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can help me, so I'm just thinking through this. The only thing on the website that doesn't work is contact us. I have my wife working on it. She's built websites before. Can you help with that? As far as I know, it's not working.
yeah. So usually for a website, it would change the deal a little bit. I mean, being that you had your own website, we weren't touching it. Let me see it.
I mean, I could probably figure it out. I was just curious if that would be something you could do or you'd have
to. I mean, we could definitely steer you in the right direction, but let me see what's going on here. So I got the contact us profile. I'm going to fill it out. See what's going on. It says,
I just don't think.
Okay.
I just don't think it's coming through.
Here, I'm going to try right now. Let's see what happens. Yeah, maybe a little test. How did you find us? Found on Google. Can't imagine people are clicking on that one very often right now.
Nope.
All right, now I'll just put hello and submit. Okay, yeah, I see it. Form sending failed. Could not instantiate.
It won't go.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's...
So part of that, I think... So what I think, and again, this is... I'm just talking here. I believe... So I started... Initially, I was going to make an email with my domain, right? So it would be jp@altitudeprofsolutions.com. And then I realized that's such a fucking pain in the ass to have to log in and blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
Going through that domain. So I said, fuck it, let's just make a Gmail. And
okay.
My plan was to forward anything going to that email to my Gmail. Mm-hmm. But I think it's possible where that domain email just isn't even working.
Yeah, I honestly won't know the exact issue until we get in there.
Yeah.
But what I can do, you know, I can actually offer like a full custom website design. I mean, I don't know if she's like attached to this because of, you know, there's work that's been done to it, but I think it would definitely look a lot better if we do the custom website design, and then the hosting would also be a part of it. It'll only change the bill by about $50. And it's definitely worth having. Yeah. So instead of you paying $249, you'd be looking at $299, but you'll have full blown custom website design and hosting.
Okay. Would I be able to keep the same domain?
Yeah. Yeah. We would recommend it, especially if you've had that on previous business cards or vinyl or anything like that, decals. We definitely want to keep the same domain. So we would just access that domain, and then obviously our team would get in there, customize it with your input, of course. And then host it for you. So any changes you guys want to make, or if you're ever having any issues like that moving forward, instead of you having to sit on a computer and try to figure it out, you just let us know what you want done, and we'll get in there and do it for you.
To me, that's worth $50, honestly. It's just, I don't 100%. Have time to fuck with it.
Yeah.
Neither most, is my most wife.
Most business owners are outsourcing. No, you're fine, JP. Yeah, most business owners are outsourcing it, though. They're not usually trying to hop on a computer at the end of a long work day. Yeah. They got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I'm still new, so I was obviously just trying to save some money and do as much as I could on my own. But,
no, it's good. It's actually good that you created the Google Business profile too, and I've already waived the fees on that verification, so it's going to help. It's going to make things move a bit faster back here that you've already done some of this stuff. But, you know, we definitely wanted to look professional and represent you guys properly, not scare anybody away.
Absolutely. All right. Tell you what, man, I like what I'm hearing, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to commit to you right this second. Could you email me something, just exactly what you provide, the exact cost, et cetera, and then I could give you an answer within, I don't know, 24, 48 hours or something like that?
Well, here, let me send you this first. So hold on, let me make sure you got that.
I know you're looking at other companies.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. So, like, if you look up Local Splash, we've been around for 21 years. We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California. And so when mm-hmm. a spot opens up in the U.S., they'll tell us the industry and area, and then they'll also provide us with a list of qualified companies. And then my reps like Tara that you were talking to, their job is to kind of go down the list and fill it. Occasionally they run
into the phones.
Yeah, exactly.
Hammer the phones till they get it closed, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but occasionally we run into a situation like this where they ask me to jump on and help out with the pricing structures. Otherwise, they just they fill it on their own.
How quickly do you usually close and find a company? Is it
pretty fast? So like it opened up at 9 o'clock here in California. So it was about 50 minutes ago. You're the third prospect, and so far I've got two call me backs in an hour, both of them. So it's like, we just keep going though, even though they're like, call me back in an hour. Yeah. I'm like, I'm still in line with you because they're pre-screening them downstairs. Yeah. 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 Google looks at us crazy if we put them on a hold and then like we don't fill it. I've done it before too. Yeah, you know, I hear like a sad story and I'm like, all right, let me help this guy out. And then, you know, it, whatever reason it didn't work out. And then they're like, dude, you set us back a whole day.
I got you.
I'm like, all right, sorry.
Yeah, man. I mean, I see the value in it for sure.
Well, I've upgraded you to platinum. That's what I wanted you to see too. So like the platinum package, it's usually $599. And the reason it's usually $599 is because it's an A to Z marketing campaign. So it's going to have like the website, Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Bing, Amazon Alexa, search results. I mean, it's covering all your bases. Okay. Yeah, so you wouldn't need anything else after this. But I dropped the pricing down to just that $299 rate. So it should be effectively replace your whole online
marketing. That includes everything we talked about. That'll include the website design, building.
Everything, yeah. Okay. And then then I also waived the setup fee that's in the fine print there. So I'm saving you a few hundred bucks today.
Yeah.
And then obviously if it turns into a long term thing, you know, you're gonna keep that deal $299. It won't go back up on your change.
It won't change. Okay. All right, man. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll do it. I see the value in it.
Yeah, you're gonna love it. Google advertising's been the most profitable way for people to market for the last 17 years. But if it's ever slow there, we got like 10 other ways of being able to generate leads for you to keep working together.
Yeah, I like it. Cause honestly, I'm using like Angie's List and Thumbtack and I got to pay per lead and it's been good. It's been getting me, but I got to pay per lead and like Angie's List is fucking ridiculous to be honest. I'm about over that.
I was going to say, if you could do anything with that, you're like battle tested for this. Like that's just ridiculously hard to get jobs on because they sell the lead to like five guys. So unless you have like the
cheapest
rate.
I've been doing pretty good with it. I mean, I haven't closed them all, but I think my closing percentage is like probably 20 to 25%.
No, that's amazing.
But
I
was also in sales for 15 years.
Oh, okay. So you know what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, these guys are calling you though, so it's a different animal. You know, it's like they look up Handyman, they see you, then they contacted you. It's kind of yours to lose at that point. HomeAdvisor, Angie's, they put themselves on Google and then they sell you the leads. So usually the people that inquire on that, they're kind of looking to get quoted by four or five guys and pick who's cheapest.
Yeah. They want the cheapest deal.
Yeah.
It's
not
that's
ideal.
That's the hardest part I've noticed with them is a lot of them are looking for. And I get it, right? Everyone's, you know, strapped for cash these days. Everything's, you know, no one's making enough money anymore to support themselves.
Maybe. I don't know.
It depends on who you are.
Yeah, that's just the guy from there. I'm telling you, there's clients out here. Yeah. All right.
I say most of the country's struggling these days. Anyway, I totally agree. Especially if I give my money with you guys, I'd much rather have somebody directly reaching out to me, not having to compete with, you know, all the BS and so.
Yeah, and these are all tools that you'll long term. Since we're not putting you on our site and selling you leads, like if you were to ever leave us, not that we think you will, obviously, we're going to try to do as best we can to keep you coming back each month, right? That's how we get paid.
Right.
But if you were to ever leave, you know, you keep these things. Like your reviews on Google, you're still Google verified, your website's fixed. Like those are long-term valuable things and huge credibility factors too. So.
Absolutely. So.
All right,
I agree.
JP. What is JP short for? Not right now.
John Paul.
Let me create this first. Oh, you're John too. Okay. I'm John as well.
Yeah.
Okay. John Paul.
John Paul.
I'll call you JP, but I just want to put it on here. What's your last name?
Cooks. C-O-O-K.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send you a receipt and everything in writing?
AltitudePropSolutions@gmail. It's just like the website, but it's at Gmail.
Okay. Gmail.com.
With such a long name, I was trying to shorten it up.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
You know?
Pretty common.
I don't want to have to make somebody type in the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I hate it when they get a super long name and then it's like, you know, LLC, Inc., and then they're doing business as. I'm like, okay.
It's Altitude Property Solutions Limited, but it's only because it's an LLC and I had to put something on the end and it wouldn't
let me
do LLC.
Okay, let me ask you this then. How do you want the name to appear? Because right now on Google it's just saying Altitude Property Solutions.
That's what I want.
Okay,
I don't want that limited. I'm just saying the official name with the state is limited.
Got it. Okay. And then any changes to your hours of operation, or you want to leave this all the same?
Just leaving for now. I'll review it at some point. I mean, those are really, you know, there's no set hours. That's just kind of a whatever. I'll work on the weekends.
I like that you're open on the weekends too, because there's a little open close icon on your Google business profile, and we don't want to like dissuade people from calling you by saying close on the weekend.
Right.
You know, you can always schedule them out.
Yeah.
So it's
that was where I was just like, I should just show that I'm open. Yeah, maybe a little shorter hours, but at least it doesn't look like I'm closed ever.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it. Much availability as possible. Because even if you got to schedule it out, you know. Hey, I'll get to you
exactly
on the day. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. And then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. I don't know if you heard of that when you were doing the Google verification, but it's a little pin. There's a little 5-digit number on the back that we'll need from you when it comes in. So what's the street address that I could send this to?
11325 Columbine Street.
Columbine.
C-O-L-O-M-B-I-N.
Okay.
Columbine.
80504?
It's actually Firestone. So it's the same zip code. It's weird. Yep. Two cities is the same zip code.
Yeah, because that could definitely cause a discrepancy if it doesn't match up with what Google has.
So that might be why they...
address is a big issue with Google verification. Yeah. Wow. I'm happy that... Well, I'm happy
so you know,
yes,
a lot of times...
that would have been a nightmare to try to do yourself. I see it, though.
Yeah,
it's,
so
it says
just so you know, I think when I... Yeah, when you put it in Google, it'll do the automatic, you know, based on Google, here's the address. And
yeah.
It defaults to Longmont, but
right.
My actual city is Firestone. So that could be why, you know...
Yeah, because I see on Zillow and Realtor.com, the house, it says Firestone. But on Google, it says Longmont. Very interesting.
So,
okay. Yeah, I'm happy that we're having this conversation because we need to verify you. And just by you manually doing it, the system on Google's recognizing it as Longmont, you would have never got past that point. So I'll
there
be able to clear
that's
this
probably
up
exactly
manually
why.
For you. Yeah, you're gridlocked just by an online discrepancy that you wouldn't even be able to do anything about, you know? That's just Google.
Okay.
Well, so they actually have it wrong, and it's not even you.
Yep.
Google has it
not
wrong.
Not me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they would have ran it in their system, and they would have been like, okay, we have no image of this, so, you know, no verification.
Yeah. They'd be like, this guy is full of shit.
Yeah. Well, they haven't updated this address since July 2021, it says. So.
Which is weird, though, because it's always been Firestone.
That's right. Yeah, that's strange. It was coming up long.
But I get it. I think it's just because most of the zip code of 80504 is Longmont, right? I mean, I bet you 80%+ is Longmont.
Okay.
So,
but I got to hear the residential neighborhood, Brown.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's just my house.
Okay. Mailbox.
So I don't have
next
a physical location other than the house. Say it again?
A mailbox next to the door. I don't see one on the street.
So it is on the street. It is just north of the house, the actual mailbox.
I see
mailbox.
One here.
One
there's like a gray one with a bunch of people there, or like a few of them in there. Okay.
Yep, that's
it. That would also cause an issue because of the pin. So they might ask you to do video verification at the residence. And then on Google, you want me to hide the residence?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that'd be fast. I mean, again, I just
it'll still
operate. That's my office, right?
Yeah. No, that's totally fine. Usually handyman are going to go to them instead of them coming to the actual home anyway. So
exactly.
Totally fine.
Yep.
Yeah, I just want to verify with you. So that way, if you see it later with no address on there, it's, you know, we did it on purpose.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So let's still try to send that pin there. I do see how the mailbox is set up. Those two things alone would have been a nightmare for you to try to get verified on your own.
Okay. I kind of figured. I've dealt with some of that stuff, like from my old who I used to work for, and just verifying shit. It takes forever, and they want your.
Yeah, you're just in a unique situation, though. I've seen guys where they're like, "Oh yeah, I use a PO box for mail," and it's like, "Oh yeah, well you can't do that." Doesn't accept it. So.
They don't like that.
Yeah, the companies that are doing it that way, it's not that you can't do it that way, but you definitely need to have somebody manually do this for you, not you have to get a rep. It's all good. I gotcha.
Right.
All right, done. And, okay, hours good. You could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yep.
Okay. Submit. All right, and then before I take payment, I want to schedule a client interview with you so we could customize the keywords and the areas that we're targeting and your website. Usually a client interview, it's going to take about 30 to 45 minutes. They have set questions that they'll walk you through, but what would be the best time for you?
Let's do maybe tomorrow morning at, let's say 9 a.m.
Tomorrow morning.
At my time, so I guess that'd be
8 a.m. here.
8 here. Are you guys open there, Ace?
Yeah. Yeah, we work 7 to 4 usually, and that's, I mean, okay. We have 24/7 customer service, too, at the same number. You said extension 1. All right. So 8 a.m.
Yeah, if that works.
Okay. I got you locked in. So we're going to go 8 to 9, and then they're going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and they'll also text you 1 hour before. So you'll get an automated text message reminder.
Okay. Now, that's 8 your time, right? So it'll be 9.
Okay, I put 8 a.m. Mountain Standard, so it needs to be 9 a.m. Mountain Standard.
Yeah, 9. Put 9. Sorry.
Okay, 8 Pacific Standard. Okay. Let me just go ahead and lock this in. I'm going to manually just lock in the client interview here, so that way there's no discrepancies there with the time difference. Okay, so local splash, client interview. All right. Oh, let me take this off the board. They're asking about weld. Okay, hold on. No, this one is about to close out. Please take off the board, Kim. Okay. All right, save. Okay. All right, now where is calendar? There it is. Okay, boom. John Paul Cook, altitude processing.